Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
Look, if you follow me on social media, you're getting about 0.05% of how stupid weird I am.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it had never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
Yeah, dude, I got this whole new mic boom arm thing, and it's more designed to, like, go up and over monitors, right?
Yeah, why? So, like... How did you break the old one? It just fell apart? It was just old?
It was the free one that came with the microphone.
Oh, you know? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember when you got
it. Yeah, I broke it, like, on the first day, so I've just been using it all janky style, and I'm in the process... I'm in the process of trying to upgrade my office, right? I really want to hit this kind of hard when I get back from my trip this next week.
Yeah.
So I'm dude ranch. I don't know what I'm doing, to be honest with you. I thought it was dude ranch. Who knows what it is? But so I realized, like, the first thing I got to do is paint my office. And then once I paint my office, then I need to, I'm going to buy this desk, and I'm going to get these dual monitors. And when I get the dual monitors, I wanted to have a microphone set up that looked and sounded good.
Ooh.
Right? So the microphone setup I got will go up and over monitors, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, and they're advertising it like you could have the mic over your head. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But that took, what, 10 minutes to get that fucking thing set up? Like, I feel like I gotta be like baby bird in this thing. Like, can you hear me? Oh, you can hear me, right? You know, I don't fucking know.
Nah, is it working or not? It's fine. It works fine.
You know, plus it's like right outside my view, so I feel like something's going to hit me in the forehead at any second now.
I feel like we're on a Zoom call. I'm on a Zoom call with you, though.
Like, look at this. If I just rub it, like, does it look like? What does
tip.
This look like?
Just rub the tip. But I feel like I'm on a Zoom call with you because you don't have a microphone anymore in front of you, so it doesn't feel like you're podcasting. It's
an invisible microphone. Here, would it be better for you if I stood like this the whole time?
No, no, no.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that visual of you.
Fine, I don't like that visual either.
That's so funny.
Anyways, yes, we're heading out of town. The kids' spring break, and
yeah,
Jackie wanted to try something different, and I said, well, hey, like, I remember when I was growing up, like, this trip we went on where we went horseback riding the whole time, and it was really a lot of fun for me.
Yeah,
and I was like, maybe the kids might like that. And so she's like, well, how about this dude ranch? And I looked at it, and I was like, the website has literally no information on it, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you look around, and there's no food around this place. So you got to eat at the ranch. I think it's kind of like a bed and breakfast with zip lines, to be honest with you. That's what I'm picturing. And Ellie has told me right up front, I want to be on that zip line the whole time. So...
Yeah, I mean, of course. I'm a little disappointed it's not more like City Slickers. Are you not going to be right? Are you riding horses? Are there horses there?
I'm hoping we're going to do some horseback riding. It's going to be cold the whole time we're there, too. So,
is it in Chicago? I don't know, but we're going to be in Arkansas. Oh, it's in Arkansas. Is it in Chicago? I mean, is it in Illinois? But it's in Arkansas. No, it's
Arkansas.
Man, so. How far is Arkansas from you? Are you flying or are you driving?
We're driving. It's like 9 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I did a Google map of the restaurants that are near the place that we're going to.
Yeah.
And I've never had Google just laugh at me before. It's like, oh, based on your search history and how fat you are, you're going to hate this.
It's like, just like, it's so funny. I'm assuming Arkansas, you're going to have your choice of Waffle Houses. There's going to be some Crate and Barrels. Or not Crate and Barrels. I mean, not Crate and Barrels. What's the store? What's the other one? What's the one?
Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel. Crate and Barrels. Don't walk in there trying to get food. They're not going to sell you food. No. Cracker Barrel.
I can guarantee you where I'm going, there is no Crate and Barrel.
That's a different type of store. That's, you buy crates and barrels. That's what you buy. That's what they sell.
Yeah, their crate and barrel is called Crate Barrel and Stuff. You know?
Come on down here to Crate and Barrel. Pick up your favorite.
I mean, if I don't see a fucking guy sitting on a rock playing a banjo with a fucking stick hanging out of his mouth, this trip is going to be a waste of fucking time. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'll be very disappointed. I'm expecting a picture of him.
Look, you know, who knows what series of photos I'll be sending you throughout this trip, or even if I'll have, like I think we're going so deep into nowhere that there's not even going to be cell phone service. So that's my expectation. So,
oh man, I cannot wait for this description of this trip when you're done with it. I'm so excited.
I appreciate that my wife plans these trips. I know she would appreciate it if I was more involved in the planning of these trips. But you know what? Hey, like, I will make the most of it. So
if they have, you know, if you get there, right, and they, you know, they're like, yeah, we got zip lines here. And they go, hey, we have adult size zip lines for adults. And, you know, these things are up to whatever. And you fall under the rating, the weight rating of this thing. Are you going zip lining?
I mean, first I'm going to lie about my weight, right?
Well, see if I can get that's out smart. Of it. That's smart. In a safety situation.
Hey, you are limited up to 350 pounds for this. I'd be like, oh, that's a shame. And I know Jackie's going to be like, you are not 350 pounds. And I'm like, I know I'm not 350 pounds. But for this instance, I'm telling you, like, dude, I could tell Ellie and Bubs that I weigh 500 pounds and they would believe it. Like, my muscles are weigh a lot. You can't see them because they're so well insulated.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know,
muscles heavier than fat, baby. Don't worry about it. I'm buff. I'm super buff under here.
Dude, once you get through that 2 inches of spray foam, man, it's all rock.
That's right. Solid.
Yeah. I'm just under curious. The mud, there's bedrock. You know what I'm saying?
So no zip lining for you is what you're saying.
I can't. Look, I think that at some point I'm going to get bullied into doing the zip line, right?
As you should.
Which, you know, I hope there's video of it because it's just going to be me screaming, right? And plus, I picture it where, like, I'm going to come down the zip line, right? And there's going to be, like, a dude at the end who tries to slow you down, you know, before you hit the end. And I'm just going to completely cream that dude, right? Like, they're not going to warn him, like, fat dude coming down the zip line, right? And I'm going to be screaming down there at, like, 50% more speed because of gravity and science. And I'm just, he's going to be there, oh, shit. Like, I got to slow this dude down. And I'm going to be like, sorry. And just, he'll be gone. Like a bug in a windshield. Dude, I'll be scraping him off my fucking belly. It's going to be horrible.
You know, so funny is, you know, the Disney is, like, one of the, you know, richest companies in the world, right? They've done They've had, you know,
I've given a lot to them.
Yeah, they've had tons of money for many, 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 many years, right? And they come up with amazing technology, these rides with all these different, you know, animatronics, and like you go on these rides, you're like blown away by the technology that must have gone into these rides, right? You're like, oh man. I worked there for 3 years, and I don't know if you've ever been there when they do the fireworks, right? They do the fireworks at the end of the night. Yeah. And Tinkerbell slides from the top of the castle, and she slides across on a zip line. She goes down, and you see her fly across, right? And sparkling dust and all that stuff. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And they were like, you know, I first got the job there. Like, well, you can go and you can watch where Tinkerbell lands at the end of the, you know, after the show, you can go. And it's really something to see. And I was like, oh, well, you know, it seems strange. You know, like, why is that so, like, impressive? You know, she's sliding on a zip line. I'm sure she just stops or whatnot, you know. So the first night I go there to check it out with a buddy of mine. He's like, let's go check it out. You'll think it's funny. And I'm like, why is it funny? And I get there and I stand there and I'm watching. And this lady, she was probably, and because it was the same lady who did it for years and years and years and years. I don't know if it's the same lady now, but for when I worked there, the lady who had been doing it had been doing it for like 15 years or something, right? She'd been doing it for a long time. And they slide down this, she slides down this zip line, and you would think with all the technology, all the amazing, they would have a way to stop her. No, she slides down and there's a mattress hanging at the end of the thing. She just slides and goes, slams into this mattress every time. That's how she stops herself. Are you frozen?
Oh, man.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You ruined the fucking podcast.
I'm not frozen. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
I'm here. Do you hear me?
He's fucking gone.
I do shit. Oh, fuck. What is
are
this?
Are you there? I think you ruined the podcast. I can't see you anymore. I can't hear you. I can't see you. It's frozen.
Fuck, AT&T is what happened.
Yeah, all of a sudden I was telling that story.
They called me up this week. I'm sorry. We're going to get back to Tinkerbell getting pounded by that mattress. I promise. But I'm just going to tell you. Fucking AT&T called to you this week. And the guy's like, hi, we want to check and see how your internet service is. And I'm like, it's kind of shitty. You know, it's unpredictable. Your fucking router sucks. You know, and the network I have isn't much better, but it's whatever. I've never gotten the speeds you promised. And he's like, well, can you interested in upgrading your wireless to be on your internet? And I was like, can you beat $40 a month? Because that's what I'm paying with fucking Visible Wireless.
Yeah.
And he's like, how's $45 a month sound? I'm like, does that sound more than $40 a month to you? He was like, yeah. I go, I think I'm good then. Does your unlimited everything do as well as the unlimited everything I got right now? And he was like, I'm like, look, man, my internet fucking sucks. He's like, I don't even know who to talk to about that. I'm like, you called me and you led with, how's your internet working? We want to make sure you're a satisfied customer. What happens when people say no? Like, you're not prepared for no as an answer? That fucking question? I'm like, I need to talk to your trainer. He missed a key part of that part of the fucking training. Dumb shit. So, okay, wait. Let's get back to what we were talking about. The reason it cut out is because goddamn fucking motherfucking AT&T. When she hits this mattress, does she unhook? Or, like, does she, like, fall to the ground? Like... Or is it just the whole idea that it's like a Tempur-Pedic mattress is sitting there?
No, there's a guy up there at the end by the mattress, and there's literally just a mattress hanging, and she just slides down in like full speed, and she kind of at the very end, like she spins herself and she slams into the back or her back into this mattress. I'm just saying, it just blew me away. I was just like, you would think by now they would have come up with a brake system. Like, so they have all the money in the world. This poor lady is just slamming into this mattress every night. And not in a good way, if you know what I'm talking about.
How often is she making How often is she making this trip?
Every night, bro. She does it every night.
Let's assume, right? She's working, gets 2 weeks off a year, right?
Yeah.
So that's 50 times a year she's getting it. She's getting pounded for 15 years. You're telling me that Disney has pounded Tinkerbell 750 times? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, bro. It just blew me away. Yeah. I just like, of all the technology, everything, this poor lady just has to do this every night. Oh, man. It's almost like a punishment. It's almost like, what did she do? for eternity, you will slam into this mattress, you know? Just like,
what do you think, like, when you apply for that job, what the qualifications they're looking for are? Like, are you afraid of heights? No. Do you have a problem getting pounded once a night? No. Okay, you're hired. Can you fit in this costume? Yes. You're good.
I'd love to know if that's still what they do, because, I mean, man, it's just so
I hope
funny.
It is. I mean, they got robotic Spider-Man doing flips there, you know? It would make total sense that they would keep Tinkerbell is a disposable item.
Oh, wow. Okay. do you have anything to talk about? Because I have something to talk about.
I got stuff, but I'm interested to hear what you got to talk about.
Well, just, you know, you and Debbie are kindred spirits, right? When it comes to like what you watch as far as like just nonsense television. You guys both love
The Traitors?
I haven't got her on Traitors yet, but it's only because
she needs to get on Traitors, because when she hits season two, Like, she's going to be real excited.
Yeah, I'll have to mention that one to her. I'll write it down so I remember. Traitors. But
it's on the cock.
It's on the cock.
Peacock.
Yeah. The other day, I walk into her room, and she immediately looks up at me and gives me this look, and I'm like, what? She's like, don't judge me. And I look up at the TV. Have you heard of Mer People yet? Are you in that one yet?
I'm sorry, what?
Mer People.
I've not heard of Mer People yet. Please.
It's on Netflix. I assumed that, you know, it would be right up your alley.
That doesn't mean it's legit. Like
no, but
so what's up with the Mer People?
It's a show about underwater. The Google world of underwater now. Performers who have turned their love of mystical sea creatures into real world careers.
Oh my God, this is a new thing. Oh my God, Mer People. I'm watching. This is a 2-minute trailer.
I immediately go like, "What the fuck, dude?"
Nah, pass. I'm not doing Mer People. Fuck. I'm not into my garbage television consumption is very specific. Okay. I have a hierarchy of what garbage I want to watch. Okay.
Yeah.
Young people making stupid decisions, especially around dating, is at the top of that list. Okay.
Yeah. Young, right, attractive below people. That, yeah.
Yep. I don't even care if they're attractive. Just young, dumb people. Right.
People
acting like, you know, idiots with their personal lives. It's great. Right below that, right, is car shows. Reality car shows. Okay?
Yeah.
I've got like a half dozen of these. Like, I got to watch them when they come out, right? I don't know why I like them so much. I just like them. I think it goes back to, like, remember, like, Monster Garage and, like, Orange County Choppers?
Oh, yeah. Right? Monster Garage is the best.
Yeah, like, those shows.
Monster Garage and what was the other one? What was the car one? What was the car one?
Monster Garage was the Jesse James one.
Oh, okay. What was the other one? What was the house one? The one was that was like Pit Monster Garage.
West Coast Customs.
Oh yeah, West Coast Customs Choppers. That was the chopper one, right?
There was Orange County Choppers. And that's where the dad and son fought all the time.
Oh yeah, that one was great. Yeah.
And then somehow in that genre, I also included Pawn Stars for a long time.
Oh, yeah,
but you know, like anybody from Vegas, man, their true call, you know, fame just ruined them. I don't even know if I turned it on today, who would be on that show. But you know what's entered that is there was this show that dropped. It didn't even have that many episodes, but it was about a guy who deals in high value collectibles, sports collectibles.
Right? Ooh, okay.
That was pretty cool. But like at the bottom of that list, right?
Yeah.
Is like shows about weird people's lifestyles.
Yeah, right? This would fall into that category, I think.
And that's why it's at the bottom list. Mer People, okay. Remember that there was that show that was like Taboo, right? It was like anybody who lived like a taboo lifestyle, right? Right? Like, you know, like those shows that are like, here are the how the people of the inner rainforest live, who've never been exposed to televisions, and we've brought television cameras into there to view you, show you the viewer how these people live. I don't want to see their struggle. I don't want to see like the big little people, like how the little people are all running around and they're struggling to reach shit, like in the struggles they have. Like, I got my problems. I want to be getting deep into other people's mental problems. You know,
people will watch pretty much anything. But this is the thing says, "Welcome to the whimsical world of professional mermaiding, where people's passions for swimming in fins has exploded into a $500 million industry." Watch all you realize want.
In terms of industry explosions, that's not that much, right?
$500 million. It's a lot of money. $500 million. It's still a lot of money. This personal playful docuseries about mermaid enthusiasts anyways, I was just like blown away, man. I thought this, I thought you might have seen it. I thought this might be something you might be interested in. So I wanted to bring it to your attention, mer people. Look, I was just like, dude, you'll watch pretty much anything.
My garbage. Look, if it was a mer people movie, maybe, right? Like, if it was a movie about a dude who was a mer person and he was struggling and didn't want the girl to find out that he was a mer person, right? And then they got together and then she found out and shit got weird and he fucked it all up and they had to win her back love in the classic romantic comedy style. Just the dude is a mer person or the lady, I don't care, right?
Well, I mean, like, Splash has been made. We've all seen, I mean, I don't know if we've all seen Splash.
But that was a real mermaid, though. Yeah, that was a live action Little Mermaid that I saw.
Oh yeah, there's that too.
Everybody got all worked up about that, you know.
Maybe that's what it is. Like, you know, these young girls who, but there's guys in it too. There's guys in this show as well. Who, you know, it's an interesting lifestyle. I mean, I don't know how they breathe under there.
That said, okay, like I would be more interested. Like the mermaid thing just doesn't get me. Now, if it was a show about people who wanted to be minotaurs, right? And they were half horse, half human, minotaurs or whatever. And they got the prosthetic horse ass on them, right? And that's how they wanted to live their life. I would be interested in that, right?
I was disappointed.
LARPing and shit, you know?
Yeah. I was disappointed.
LARPing is, right?
LARPing. Live action role play. Yeah.
I've never seen that in person. I guess technically the Renaissance Fair is LARPing.
Yeah, that's all LARPing. All that stuff's LARPing. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. I was just like mer people. I don't. It's just they'll make a show about just about anything these days.
Dude, they have that show on Netflix that I still haven't watched, where they make people dress up like animals and they date as animals because they don't want people to see what they really look like. Right?
Have you heard of that? Do they eventually show themselves?
I don't know. I haven't watched it yet. It's because fucking Sam DIY Huntress and Jeff from Two Moose like got me into the circle, right? And in the circle, they were talking about this one girl, and all the people in the circle had been on other shows before. And like, so that the one person's like, yeah, I was on this show, and they showed her, and she was like a dolphin, right? Had like a weird dolphin head, right? And it's her body, but she had this really weird prosthetic head thing that looked like a dolphin. And I was like, and she was on a date with a dude who looked like a panda bear. And I was like, what in the actual, why are we watching The Circle when we could be watching this shit? I don't know. It's low on the list. Actually, the show I want to really start is the World War II bomber plane pilot show on.
Masters of the Air. I just finished it.
Is it fucking good?
Great. Yeah, so good.
I think it's going to be like Band of Brothers in the Air.
It is. It's just like that. It's really good.
Because I love that movie, Memphis Belle.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's got the same feel. But the other show I was wondering if you started watching yet is The Gentlemen. Have you caught that one yet?
Not the show, but I just watched the movie.
No. Yeah. You got to watch The Gentlemen on Netflix. It's Guy Ritchie's new series. Bro, you got to watch it. We won't talk about it now because I don't want you have to watch it because it's great. I really enjoy it.
You know what show I just started watching was Halo. You know, like the video game?
Yeah, is it based on the video game? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the video game, right? It's on Paramount Plus, and I just started watching that, and I passed out midway through the first episode and slept all the way through the second episode. So I rewound it and watched.
Great show.
I was really high and it was late, but I liked it. It's weird, man. We'll see.
Do you remember back in the day on YouTube, or I think it was on YouTube? This thing called Red versus Blue, and it was Halo. Because you know on Halo how you can. If you see, do you remember that thing on
vaguely.
YouTube? Yeah, it was just like it was just like they'd put the. They would film themselves just doing like random things and like, you know, two people talking, and they would like voice over the conversations, and it's just the guys, and because you could just do whatever you want in Halo. You know what I mean? It's just if you've never played the game, it's an open world game and you can just be in there hanging out, not doing shit. And so they would film all these things with these two guys back and forth. It was so funny, man. I used to think that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Anyways, what else you got? Mer people.
That was the thing.
I just wanted to know if you'd seen it and if it was on your radar and if you'd be interested, because you and Debbie usually like the same shit. So I fucking was like, I got to tell Luke about this.
Yeah, Debbie has excellent taste in TV. All right. Okay, yeah, but I do have things I want to talk about, you know, or things I was going to bring to you this week. You know, the first of which is we're officially dog looking for a dog.
Yeah. Well, last week you left us on it. You left us with the thing you were going to go check out.
Isn't that what they said? Left you on red.
You left us on red. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know if that's what it means. Yeah, man. Like, I got to get a dog for my dog. You know. So Grayson has been. He's
Grayson. God damn it! I was dying yesterday. Debbie was like, I was telling them, I'm like, oh yeah, they're looking for a new dog. And then she's like, well, what happened to Elvis? I'm like, you know what happened to Elvis? He passed away. And she's like, oh, that's right. And then she's like, what's their other dog's name? And I was fucking racking my brain. And Basenji just kept coming into my brain. Basenji. That's all I could think about. And I'm like, fuck, it's not Basenji. I know that's the name of the goddamn dog, kind of dog, but it's just like fucking killing
you
me.
Just don't care about me. Grayson. I don't know, man, but we were trying to figure out. So we went and we looked at dogs at a dog shelter, you know, to at least get the ball rolling, you know, and the kids kind of approached it kind of like they were on The Bachelor and like, which dog shall get my rose, you know, like, you know, they gave me a thorough ranking of the three dogs we saw. I thought it was going to be like you go into the place, you know, and like there's all these dogs in cages and you're like, that one looks interesting. Let me see that thing. Right. But it wasn't like that at all. So it was this one was it was like you get there and, you know, they were understaffed, which is understandable. And so the lady was like, all right, I'm going to bring out, you know, she's like, most of our dogs are in foster care right now, but I'm going to bring out three different dogs. And so she brought one out and we played with it. And then she brought another one out. We played with it. And like, really, I think for these dogs, like, they're like, hey, look, if you're just going to come here and shop, at least our dogs are going to get like 10 minutes of exercise, you know, running around, tension, because they're sitting in cages all day, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. That's a much nicer facility than I've ever been to. Out here in California, they're just all locked up in cages and you just stroll the prison yard and, you know, looking for the inmate you want. You know what I mean? It's sad.
Those places in Chicago. We just haven't made our way around yet. But and like, and you go there or you look on the website to see what they have, and it's all pit bulls, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same as here. Yeah.
You know?
What did you see? Which dogs did you see? What
kind? There was some kind of pit bull mastiff style mix. Which I thought it was a sweet looking dog, real friendly, way too excited. Did not match our energy level. and then the second dog we saw was real goofy.
You need like a 12-year-old dog to match your level, bro.
You got any dogs that are near deaf? They don't want to walk much. They just
lay around. Yeah. You know?
Like, but you know, they're old, but they're healthy. You know, that's what I'm looking for.
You know,
I don't know, man. It's so hard though. Like, I, you know,
yeah,
I still miss
like getting
Elvis.
A new kid. It's like getting a kid. It's like getting a baby again. You got to do everything over. You know what I mean? You've already been through two dogs. This is like starting over with a puppy. I mean, I know you said you're getting a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, but. That's still young for a dog. Even 2 years old is still young for a dog. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and like the funny thing is, all three of these dogs we looked at, they all played fetch. Well, not the third one. The third one was just a complete idiot.
he looked at you like, you get the fucking ball. You get the fucking ball.
that dog ran up to Ellie, put his paws on Ellie, and then just stared at her like, "Please, God, take me with you. I hate this place so much." Like,
how hard was it to get out of that place without a dog? Like, what kind of maneuvering was that?
This place is, they're not going to let you out of that place without a dog, without at least volunteering yourself for, you know, to be examined thoroughly. They're not letting dogs out of that. You know, they're not just sending dogs out the door. You know,
no, I meant like with your kids. I mean, were your kids, was it hard to get, you know,
we told
like,
them there's no way we're getting a dog before spring break anyway. So like, don't. Yeah. Yeah. So we're like, don't even get your hopes up. Sorry. You know, so that was, you know, that was fine. They didn't. And they also knew that like, we weren't sure what kind of dog we wanted, you know, and like, you know, this search is going to take a lot longer than I expected. I like the idea. Okay, here, what I would like is, I would like an ideal scenario for me would be like, if we could find a breeder, right, that has a show dog, okay, that is coming into retirement, right? That's the one that I want, right?
That'll like, be cheap. That'll be inexpensive. You know, a retired show dog, you know.
Hey, look, I'm not going to stud the dog out. Like, first thing I do is whack its nuts off. But, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if they do that to old show dogs.
I don't know. Grayson still resents me for doing it to him. So, you know. He doesn't even remember it happening. He just preemptively resents me for something. I don't know. It's so hard, like, as a guy, too. Like, to go get your dog and they just straight up lop the nuts off. Like,
oh yeah.
I just still get the cringe. Like, mm-hmm. Like I don't want to talk about it. Like, it's like Bubs, yeah, when he had, you know, when Bubs got fixed, oof, you know?
Yeah. We've only had one boy dog. Oh, that's true. Cooper or Chewy was a boy dog, but he was already fixed when we got him. So we didn't have to deal with that. But Cooper, we had to take and get fixed. So I've been through it once. I've only been through it once. All the rest of our dogs were girls. So,
yeah. And I get voluntold to do those things, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. Like,
yeah. You know, it's like, oh, hey, so we got to take the dog in. So when you dropping them off? I'm like, what? Oh, God. So,
yeah, like Jackie wants to deal with that. She doesn't want to deal with that. This is a boy thing. I mean,
she's already got two dudes to deal with on a daily basis. Like, the last thing she wants to deal with is with the junk of a third dude, you know.
So what's the plan then? You're gonna get back from your trip and then hit it hard shelters or what?
I mean, yeah. Well, like, so I went through and I looked through every breed of dog on the internet, right?
Wow. That must have took a while.
It did take a while. I did some extensive research. And
there's a lot of fucking breeds, bro.
It was a lot of breeds that I looked at, right? I mean, I went through and I looked at every breed. I looked how they dealt with kids. I looked at, like, how long their hair was, how big they were, right? There was a lot of factors I considered when look at this.
Of course.
Okay. And you want to hear the list of the bougie dogs that I sent to Jackie?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. I want to know I feel like in this list, I should make up a few, right? Just to see if you get it or not. Right?
Yeah, you probably could, because there's a lot of breeds out there that I've probably never even heard of.
Okay, the first one, right, is called a Drever.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Yep.
Drever?
Kind of looks like a more friendly version of a beagle. Okay?
Oh, okay.
The second one, a Kishuken.
Nope. Kishuken.
Kind of looks like a long-legged dingo that's white. Okay?
Okay.
How about
where are you shopping for these? Dr. Seuss books?
This is the American Kennel Club Society. This is the official website for all dog shit, right?
Kishuken.
Yep. All right. Okay. All right. Ready?
A Dever and a Kishuken. All right.
Yep. Okay.
It sounds like Ellie's reading the names of our fucking patrons.
Seguglio Italiano. I don't think that's how he pronounces it. That's a real thing. I don't know if you can see my phone or not. Oh, shit.
I can't read it.
Eric, can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
That's see weird. That?
Yeah.
Look at that thing.
Seguglio.
Okay, wait. Yeah. A foxhound that was on the list. I'm sure you've heard of those. An English foxhound.
Okay.
A plot hound?
A pot? I've heard of a pot hound.
That's me. I'm a pot. No, plot hound. Kind of looks like a skinny Labrador, right?
Okay.
Shorter hair. Okay. A Portuguese Podingo?
Nope. I never heard of that. Yeah,
looks like a small dingo. A Portuguese pointer? That thing looks kind of like a boxer, but with the body of like a Rottweiler.
Are these okay? All short hair? These are all short hair dogs, right?
These are all short hair dogs. Hey, got it. I got one more. You want me to keep going?
Yeah. Okay. Where am I going? I'm in for this.
Slavinsky Kapov, right? It looks like a Russian Rottweiler with a long tail. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right. Here's one I didn't even know existed. Thai Ridgeback, right? So my Elvis was a Ridgeback, right?
Yeah.
But the Thai Ridgeback is smaller, it's more slender, and it's got the face of like a terrier. So,
okay.
All right, here's another one. A Transylvanian hound.
Ooh.
Have you heard of any of these, by the way?
No, not outside the foxhound. I haven't heard of any of them.
All right, the Transylvanian hound, it kind of looks like it's got like brown paws and a brown face, but the whole dog's black, and it's kind of got almost like the floppy ears off a hound, you know, okay. But
yeah. Not
quite a bit. The Treeing Tennessee Brindle. Have you heard of that one?
No, but it sounds gorgeous. I love Brindle. I love the Brindle.
Yeah, this dog looks like it has a drug problem. There's
a drug problem? Is that what you said?
Look, I'll fucking text you the picture of this dog. You tell me this dog doesn't look like it has a drug problem.
It's got crazy eyes or what?
No, it just looks like it's fucking got into your coke.
Okay. Attractive looking dog, I guess.
Every time I fucking try to put you in my phone, I always type in their Condorosa, and that's not in my phone. All right. Because on Insta, I go to Condorosa. Okay. Have you heard of a Vizsla? Wait, like,
yeah, I've
never seen tree brindle. Tell me that doesn't look like it's on coke, right?
He is a little stressed out looking. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, ugh. Gorgeous coloring, though. Yeah. Like a little, he's like a mini lab. Yeah, kind of.
And then the last one is a Vizsla.
Yeah, the Vizslas are nice. My buddy had a Vizsla.
That's a popular dog.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the. There was a breed I saw last time I was at. The lumberyard, freaking Ganal Lumber. This dude walks in and he's got these two gorgeous fucking dogs with them. And they're big, dude. They're like Rottweiler big, but like taller than a Rottweiler.
Okay.
But like built like that, you know, like just big and fucking like cool looking. They're called Kenne Corso. They're like an Italian mastiff breed. And dude,
how do you spell it? I'm gonna look it up.
Canne. So like Kenne or Kane.
Oh yeah, there whatever. It is. Kenne Corso.
Corso. Dude, they're fucking.
That's a gorgeous looking dog.
Dude, they're fucking badass, bro. They are the coolest looking fucking dogs.
Like Jackie and I talked about this because we both love big dogs, right?
Yes.
And get like one I of love these, the big dog, dude. Little dogs. And like, but like at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Like I got some things I gotta be address. First of all, I have stable, little kids running in my house all the time.
Yeah, stable, intelligent, even tempered, alert, reserved, loyal. These things are bad. He says he told me he has kids and they're fucking great with kids, dude. Anyways, yeah.
Because like I would love them like a mastiff.
That's what this know? Is, dude. They're fucking gorgeous, man. I'm telling you.
I sent Jackie a video of this one mastiff I saw on TikTok.
Yeah.
This thing was 4'10".
Oh, damn. That's a fucking horse,
dude,
bro.
It was like a 200-plus-pound mastiff.
That's a fucking horse. That thing's huge.
I'm like, dude, you get something like that, man. You know how much kibble you're going to run through, bro? Oh, like, that dog will never not be starving to death, right? Like,
fucking, bro, That's ridiculous, dude. Yeah, that's fucking, that's so huge.
Dude, like when you're sitting on the couch and the big dog decides it's a lap dog and like climbs on top of you and then you can't breathe. Like that's the, I miss that, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, bro. I'm telling you, dude, look at these Corsos. It says right here, they're,
protective. I mean, I've been working out. Maybe I could lift one of them.
Dude, they said they're protective of family. They're really good with kids.
See, protective, like I need like gigantic wussy. That's what I need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could probably train
like, them. Because like sometimes kids come in my house and they're afraid of dogs.
Yeah, but this, like, I mean, look at this fucking thing. He's fucking got a kid crawling all over it. Like fucking, they fucking, I don't know. Anyways, I'm not trying to tell
you.
They'd
be cool.
But they're fucking gorgeous.
Why did you pick Harley?
I didn't. We were looking for a German. We were looking for a German.
You
chef.
Really were definitive on that, right? Yeah. I didn't pick.
I like big dogs. Like I'm a big. I don't mind little dogs.
You're
a
big dog guy.
Yeah, we were lucky with Chewy. He was a Chihuahua, but he didn't act like a Chihuahua. You know what I mean? He didn't bark at anybody. He fucking was super chill. Harley's a little too barky for me. Like she's cool, I love her, she's a great dog, but she barks at fucking everybody, dude, like anybody and everybody. And like my big dog Cooper, he doesn't bark at nobody unless you come to the fucking gate. Unless you come to anywhere in his, like, where you're not supposed to be, he'll fucking bark at you. But you just come to the front door and like you come inside, like he's just like the chillest dog, you know? So anyways, we were looking for a German Shepherd because that's what I wanted. And we went around to different shelters and couldn't find one. And then we found one. And then we ended up in a three-way.
Hey-o! Tell me that story, bro. You went looking for a dog and ended up in a three-way? Whoa!
Oh wow. I'm actually embarrassed right now. It's so funny. I don't know why. It's just so funny. But
tell them about this three-way.
No, but we ended up in a three-way raffle with these two other families.
You're gonna have to tell your wife later. You say, look, if anybody messages you in a week about getting involved with us in a three-way, it's not what you think.
There is no pineapple in this house. Okay, isn't that what it was?
The pineapple or the white rocks? You know, yeah,
the white rocks. There are no white. Wow. Damn, we just put in a rock garden in the front. I gotta go check if there's white ones in there.
Dude, she's gonna be out there with a can of white spray paint. Like, don't worry, Ben, we got this covered.
So yeah, we ended up in a raffle with these, and one of the funniest part about it is we show up the day of the fucking to get the day of the, you know, and you come down and we're, you know, first people here getting in this raffle, and we're like, okay, we show up and fucking my ex guitar player, lead guitar player from my band who just moved to Corona, like a couple months before that, got married, moved to Corona, like, you know, the city next to us, and him and his wife were there for the fucking same dog fucking trying to raffle, and he felt horrible. He didn't get it. Neither of us got it. But the whole time he was like, bro, I don't want to be the one who takes the dog from your kids. Like, this is fucked up. Like, what a shitty fucking, oh, sorry, Uncle Mike's taking the dog that you guys fucking wanted.
You'll be able to visit it anytime you want.
So shitty.
Fuck you, man.
No, but anyway, so we missed out on that and the kids were super sad, and so Debbie like went directly online and found, like, was like, just like, we are not getting it, because it was a process, you know, if you look for a dog, yeah, for a while, it was a process. So like, and we had our hopes set on, you know, like the kids were so excited about this German Shepherd.
What dog did you, it was a German Shepherd?
Yeah, it was a German Shepherd, and it was a puppy. It was only like 8 months old or whatever it was, so it was young, so like it was cool. It was gonna be like a, you know, a starter dog, you know. And yeah, so Debbie was, you know, like, fuck it, we're gonna find something today. And so she just went online and found a breeder in our area, and he gave us a, you know, a decent deal on the dog. So
a bang deal on
no threesome involved in that one. just the dog.
So to be clear, You're not talking about the threesome then, are you?
No. But yeah, so that's, you know, I'm excited for you, man. Getting a new dog's fun. Like, I know it can be a process, but it's always fun, you know. Like, that's always an exciting time.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So, all right, I'm ready to ask you a more serious question.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, this is important. All right. Yeah. Have you ever heard of dessert pickles before?
Oh, that's not what this is about. Dessert pickles.
What do you think I was going to talk about?
I don't know. I was expecting something
serious. The music. You killed that music so fucking fast. Like, nope, not it.
Dessert pickles. Dessert pickles. No, I mean, that sounds like my nickname in high school.
Dude, so like, I'm rubbing my eyes because like, I don't know, like lately, okay, the kids and Jackie have been like looking for like the weirdest shit I do so they can laugh about it because they think it's so fucking funny, right? Yeah. How weird I am. Yeah. Okay. You know, like, look, if you follow me on social media, you're getting about 0.05% of how stupid weird I am. Okay. Like,
yeah.
It's not even 1%. Okay. So I'm talking to Jackie, right? And she's like, hey, I do you like bread and butter pickles? Right. And like, yeah. I know why she's asking. It's because there was a big ass jar of bread and butter pickles in our fridge that I had purchased. And in reality, I bought those pickles because I assumed they'd be like dill pickles, right? And I wanted
you'd never had them before?
I had them after I tried them. I'm like, oh, that's what these are, right?
Oh, you know, okay, but prior to buying them, you didn't.
I didn't know what they're called. Yeah, I didn't. Got it. So I'm not a pickle expert. I know everyone assumes I'm an expert at everything. So I buy these pickles, right? And I try them and I'm like, oh, what the fuck are these pickles going to go on, man? They're so sweet. Like, they're really sweet. And they were tasty. I didn't not like them, but I just couldn't think of, like, what am I going to put these pickles on, right?
Are they not? So you wouldn't put them, you wouldn't put them on a sandwich? I don't eat pickles, so I'm not a pickle guy. So
I'm a pickle guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the pickle.
Sorry.
I can shoot pickles in my mouth day and night, dude. I just fucking can't get enough of that pickle. You know what I mean?
Dude, I cannot wait. I cannot wait till we get our little soundboard, dude, so I can start cutting up clips. Like little drops. I love pickles.
Love pickles. So I got these pickles because, like, I'm looking for more vegetables that I can eat that I like, right?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to eat healthier, right? So I got these pickles, and I tried them. I'm like, God damn, they're, like, sweet. I'm like, I couldn't think of anything to put them on. So I left them in the fridge for, like, 2 weeks, and I noticed that nobody had touched these pickles, right? And I know that, like, Jackie does not going to want to eat them, and she will eat them if she has to, but, like, she tends to, like, eat whatever's in the fridge regardless of what it tastes like because she hates throwing away food, right? She'll garbage eat fucking. So I'm always trying to eat leftovers whenever I can and making sure, like, nothing's in the fridge for the sake of staying cold, but we don't want it. So one night, you know, sitting on the couch, all kind of high. I was like, I want something sweet. I was like, it's a Wednesday. I should be eating ice cream. You know, you shouldn't have dessert every day, right? That's the thing, I guess. I guess that's the thing.
I guess.
Doctor recommended desserts are occasional. You know, so I was like, I wanted something sweet, man. So I was like, well, those pickles are kind of sweet. So I like got a little bowl and I put like a thing of pickles in there, right? Yeah. And I started eating them, right? And I'm like, this is fine, just eating these straight. I'm like, they're sweet, so I'm like, it's kind of like a dessert pickle. So like, I had them again, and then a couple nights later, I had some more, and, you know, a couple nights after that, I'm just working my way through the jar. I'm not planning on buying any more fucking pickles.
Oh, okay.
So, but Jackie had not thought of, she had noticed that somebody had been working on it, right?
Yeah.
Working on eating them. She thought it was going to come down to her and those fucking pickles. She was getting pretty nervous. Yeah. So she's like, hey, do you like bread and butter pickles? And I was like, what? You mean the ones in the fridge? She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, my dessert pickles? she fucking almost fell off the couch, right? And she's like, "What do you mean dessert pickles?" I'm like, "I eat them like they're a dessert sometimes when I want to be eating ice cream, but instead I'm eating fucking bread and butter pickles, you know?"
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. She's just, dude, fucking the next morning, man, dude, she cannot wait. She cannot wait to tell Ellie, what, Ma? Like, you know, usually in the morning, she's like, "You got to do this. You got to do that. You're leaving for school." Yeah. Like, yeah, pretty yeah. regimented, you know? She fucking pulls her aside and like, "Ask Dad about his dessert pickles." Like, and like, I'm sitting on the couch and I can hear it and I'm rolling my eyes and like, dear God. Like, you know, Ellie comes up, "Hey, Dad. So, dessert pickles. What do you, tell me about dessert pickles." It's like, I told her the story and she's like, "That's disgusting." I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like,
that's disgusting. All right, frozen pepperoni girl.
Well, she kind of got me onto that frozen pepperoni thing. It's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. But yeah, dessert pickles got me blown out of the water this week. And like, that's not the only one that has had everybody laughing at me all week long, man. The other one that had people been laughing at me about was because I was sitting there, right, at the kitchen table, and we're all talking about, like, I forget what we're talking about, right? And Ellie had said something, and I go, "Oh, yeah," right?
Yeah. Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Thank you, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. The kids start laughing hysterically. Like, it's the funniest thing I've said in years, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I almost fall out of their chairs. Jackie's looking at me like, "What the fuck?" So, of course, I said it like 20 times at the table. And I'm like, "The Kool-Aid Man." Both kids look at me like, "Who the fuck is the Kool-Aid Man?" I'm like, "It's the Kool-Aid Man." And Jackie's like, "The Kool-Aid Man did not say, 'Oh, yeah.'" I'm like, "Look,
there are people
who said it the exact same way. There was the Kool-Aid Man. Do you know who the other one was?"
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Boom! There it is, yeah. Right? Okay, this is why we have a podcast. It's moments like this, okay?
Exactly, yeah.
So I'm like, I had to fucking pull up a YouTube video, a compilation. Thank God somebody had this argument before me, right? It went through, edited together, like 20 clips of the Kool-Aid Man, right? Busted through a ceiling, a wall, whatever.
Yeah.
And going, "Oh, yeah!" Right? The whole, every time. And like, but I kept watching this video because I had to watch it like 3 times. I can't even realize, you know how much property damage the Kool-Aid Man has caused?
So much.
Dude, he is like I was thinking about it. Like, if he was like a video game character, he'd have one move and it would be to move forward like 5 feet. And while he did that, he was completely indestructible. Right?
Yeah.
You know, because like, he's a glass jar filled with Kool-Aid. He never spills the Kool-Aid. No bricks or shit ever fall into the Kool-Aid when he breaks through the brick wall.
Never.
Please tell me you're pulling up the Andy Reid Kool-Aid Man meme.
Well, I'm just now I'm down a rabbit hole of looking at old Kool-Aid videos from fucking the 70s. Fucking all these old videos of him smashing through fences and walls. And my favorite Family Guy episode is, were you a Family Guy guy?
Yeah, and I saw the Kool-Aid Man Family Guy clip, and I remember seeing it, and I remember it being hilarious, but I did not want to rewatch it in front of the kids because, like, fucking Bubs, there's too many episodes of Family Guy that Bubs could binge into. I'm like, I don't want to get him into Family Guy, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're not on that. Yeah, our kids don't watch it either, obviously. It's not appropriate for them, but it's such that... I still remember I was dying, dude. Peter's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah." And then the guy smashed, "Oh, yeah," through the wall is the best. The best scenes in Family Guy are the chicken fight.
The chicken fight scenes, 100%.
They're the fucking best, dude. I goddamn can watch those all day. They're so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a little bit of a problem. I've been trying to avoid talking to you about it. It's becoming an issue. It's stealing focus. And I've avoided it for so long because I didn't have the game. I might have a little addiction to Fortnite. I'm a little addicted to it.
Let me ask you this. Okay. have you won a Fortnite battle yet?
Well, so here's the thing, and I'm asking you this because I don't know. I don't
question.
Well, I have won a no build. I play. I like playing. No build
is the way to play. Okay. For somebody who's our age, no build is the only way to play because building shit like I'm just like, well, I'm going to run out of bullets trying to murder you. Like, I don't want to build shit. I want to just straight murder you.
Playing no build is like it's like a funner version of Call of Duty, right? Because I can fly. Yes. I got all like really cool fucking guns and shit, and like, you know, I don't know. So I've been addicted to this fucking thing, bro. Like, I downloaded it for Frankie, like, you know, a couple like last week, and dude, I can't get off the goddamn thing, dude. I'm stuck on this thing. I'm up till 12:30 at night fucking playing Fortnite, and I've won twice. Like, I've gotten first, like, dude, twice.
You know,
so
you're just creaming some like 8-year-old kid, right?
Oh yeah, I think about that all the time. I'm just like, if I had a headset on, I feel like I'd be fucking talking shit to these fucking eight-year-olds.
Dude, I love getting in like one of those cars in Fortnite and running people over.
Oh yeah, dude,
I love it.
I didn't realize how fun it was. Like, I knew people talked about it. I knew people enjoyed it. I had never played it, so like, but dude, I'm fucking hooked.
Dude, Fortnite is a fantastic game. The game that I'm hooked on right now is Helldivers 2. Have you heard of that one?
Oh yeah. Yeah, you told us about that one.
Is it nobody's hit me up yet being like, I'm on PlayStation or PC and want to play Helldivers with you?
I found somebody. Found somebody that you can start hounding to play with.
Well,
you.
Well, I like this person.
I think you like them. I think you get along with them. I don't see why you wouldn't. I was on the stoop the other night, last Saturday. And the one Pete from Petrie's, the Polish Retriever, on his screen, he wasn't on his screen. He was a little box on his screen the whole time I was watching him play Helldivers. He was fucking playing Pete. It the whole time. Pete! Oh. And
dude,
I was like,
I didn't know Pete was cool.
Yeah.
Fucking Polish if his gamer tag is not Polish Retriever, I'd be really
so yeah, man, you should hit him up because like, he was gaming the whole time. I'm like, is that Helldivers? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, fucking Luke wants to find somebody to play with at that, you know, so you should definitely be hitting him up.
Message him right now, man.
Yeah that would be I'd love to hear some epic Helldiver stories.
Dude, like, look, if you get a PlayStation or get an NPC, and then Mayo gets one too, like, it could be, you know, us playing as, you know, the pod squad.
So here's my one gripe about fucking Fortnite, right? These assholes who team up, right? I hate the fucking teams. They'll be driving around in a goddamn car, and one will be driving, one will be sitting in the passenger seat, and then, you know, I lose to teams. You know what I mean? And it's so frustrating.
Well, that's why I like Helldivers, because it's all of you against the computer, right?
Yeah.
And the computer savage.
Yeah.
There's a guy out there who just is, his job is to make the game harder for people when they get too good at it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
for freedom and democracy. Yeah. It's so propaganda, dude. It's great. It's like you think of like, oh, they're going to ever make a Helldivers movie, and then you realize they have already. It's called Starship Troopers.
Yeah. You were telling me.
Dude, the bugs look the same.
Well, yeah, they were like, this is a fucking great movie. Let's make a game out of it. Easy peasy.
And then they added, it's like, what if you combined a Terminator-style apocalypse and Starship Troopers together into the same game?
So good.
God, you can Starship fight robots, and the robots are uncomfortably savage.
Yeah, Starship Troopers was so good. And fucking, dude, remember Denise Richards in that movie? Holy shit. She came onto the scene and was just like, hi, hello. And you were like, holy fuck. You might be the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life.
And then I don't know if she's even been in a movie after Wild Things, so.
Oh, bro, don't get me started. Her and Neve Campbell in the pool.
Dude, that changed a lot of people's lives. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Do you remember Friends? You watched Friends, right? You were a friend. Did you watch Friends?
Yeah. I haven't seen every episode, but I've watched.
Yeah, but she was on. She was on it as like one of their cousins or Monica's cousin or something like that. And every time she like walks in the room, like she like flips her hair, and everybody in the room is like, oh, like staring at her. You know what I mean? Like she's just so hot, so funny, man. What the fuck was that?
That was me kicking a garbage can.
Oh, okay. I thought something fell again. I was just like, I looked away for 1 second, and I was like, he's destroying the podcast again.
Once a month. That's my goal.
I can't remember. No, Starship. Oh, and the redhead in Starship Troopers is pretty hot too, man. The one who
you're on Xbox though, right?
I have Xbox. Yeah, Xbox One.
Yeah. Well, look, if you ever regret your life decisions and come over to the light side, let me know. I'm over here just trying to save democracy. So
yeah,
you know, hit me up.
PlayStations are so expensive, though, man. Jesus, it's like $500 or something for one of those things.
You know what? You could buy your tools from Harbor Freight, or you could buy them from another place. Like I just say, if you want the good shit, you got to pay for the good shit.
Do you guys have Red Dead Redemption over there?
I mean, I should replay that game.
Do you have? Is it on PlayStation?
It is, but
okay, I wasn't sure.
I beat it forever ago, but I have it on disc, and my current PlayStation doesn't have a disc drive.
See? Bullshit. No disc drive. What kind of gaming system doesn't have a disc drive?
I mean, I haven't missed it up until you mentioned Red Dead Redemption.
Now you're going to be thinking about it. Now you're gonna I am going to be head, thinking about that seed.
Red Dead Redemption.
Two. Wait, have you played two?
Is there a second Red Dead Redemption?
Oh, bro. Are you kidding me right now?
Come on. There's not a sequel to Red Dead Redemption.
Bro, Red Dead 2 is like the best game ever made. Like,
Wait. Yes. 2. Yes, that's the one I played.
Okay. I was going to say. Yeah. 2 shits all over 1. 1 was...
I don't even remember 1. So
1 was like beta...
Helldivers 2 is a sequel to a game I've never heard of before, so.
It wasn't called Helldivers 1? Or it wasn't just called Helldiver?
I don't know. I don't remember a game like that coming out. It's the most popular game right now.
Yeah.
For freedom! And democracy.
Freedom! And democracy!
Yep.
Oh, man.
And the symbol you do is the same symbol you do if you're flipping somebody off with just your middle fingers down.
So you're just wagging your fist at somebody.
It's just rock fist. Yeah, there you go. For freedom. It's the same for freedom.
For freedom!
Yep, you can be a hell diver.
Democracy. Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking hell diver. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Look, yeah.
But I think I got to change my username. So my username is, I've had it for fucking, probably like 15 years, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same as my old email address, you know? So it's like, I think I got to update it, especially when I just did new ones for the kids and the kids ones are so cool, you know?
What is yours? Like Fluffy Kitty 36 or something?
Luke GXI.
Oh, yeah, the same. Yeah, that email. Yeah. Luke GXI. Yeah.
But Bubs is Death by Bubs. And Ellie is Dynamite Lollipop, like, you know.
Death by Bubs, that sounds fucking ominous.
Right?
What's a Bubs? Like, you don't even know what a Bubs is.
Like, if you want Death or Unga Bunga, you know, and they're like, Death by Unga Bunga. Like, damn it.
So funny.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, no, that's cool. The only other thing on my whole entire shit list for the week. Fucking DoorDash knows I'm getting hungry.
They send you out prompts or what?
Yeah, they're like, hey fat boy, you know, cheeseburgers, you deal on some cheeseburgers tonight.
Wow, they're trolling like, people.
Oh, they say, really? Tell me more. So, all right, the last thing is on my shit list. Wait, let me see what DoorDash wants. Hold on, like. Order the popular double cheeseburger, golden fries. It's a treat you'll love. That's all it says. It's not like a deal even. It's just like,
bro, you told me you're trying to not eat like that. You need to delete that shit off your phone. You keep getting messages like that. That is so tempting. Are you kidding me? It's so easy. You just have to hit a button? You just have to hit yes, right? That's all you have to do?
Here's the thing. America makes it really easy to be fat, okay?
Believe
me,
bro.
There's no shortage of opportunities to be fat in this country, okay?
Dude, I had to fight it. I had to fight with everything in my soul last night to fucking at 11 o'clock not get up off the couch and go to fucking Jack in the Box and get that late night meal. I fought it with fucking, because I got off work. I had eaten at 5 o'clock. I hadn't eaten since. It's now 10:30. And I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm starting to get hungry. And then Debbie's like, let's go out and smoke a bowl. I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to help. So I fucking went out and smoked a bowl with her. You're trying to unlock Bruce or what? What are you trying to do to me? And I fucking went and sat down on the couch and like started playing fucking Fortnite. And like at 11 o'clock, man, I was just like, Jack in the Box sounds so good right now. But I didn't. I fucking fought it, bro.
Good job, man. And let me guess. You hate yourself now, right?
I hate myself. I sound so good.
Deny myself.
No, yeah, like, bro. I went to bed hungry. Fucking who likes to do that? Let's be real.
I saw a meme or a video on TikTok where it was like somebody was duetting a video. And it was like, you know, here's how I eat pizza. And the dude took a slice of pizza and flipped it over. So it was like a pizza sandwich, you know? So like two slices, right?
Yeah.
And normal. The guy goes, who would eat their pizza like that? And then some fat dude bit it and he was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And all I was thinking about when he fucking did it was like, man, I could really go for a pizza right now.
Yeah, dude.
I really love some fucking pizza. Oh, Jesus.
Dude, that when I was trying to quit smoking, that was like the fucking worst, bro. Like anytime cigarettes were on the fucking screen, dude, I was just like, it would kill me. It would like literally, I'd be like, fucking, I gotta go out and smoke a cigarette. Like it's just like, food ads are just the worst, dude. Like, oh my god,
dude.
Like that video you sent me of Keith Lee the other day, I was just like, I so badly, I wanted to go get 3 cheeseburgers. That in that moment,
dude, he said he's eating cheeseburger place.
Yeah, he's eating 3 cheeseburgers. Why can't I? You know what I mean? Like,
fuck. I mean, well, he's also works out, so
yeah, there's that.
You know,
what were you saying about that cheeseburger place?
I don't know, dude. He said it was the only cheeseburger place, one of the only places he's given 2 10-star reviews to, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I know how much you love anything between bread, especially burger. I'm like, you got to try this out. Did you look it up?
Yeah, it's in L.A. I got to go find
how
it.
How far is next it? Time.
I mean, it's an hour or something from here.
Easy Burger, right?
Yeah, but next time I'm out there, I could look it up and find it and go try and get something. But the fucking he said the line's around the corner now, so it's like,
dude, you know, can fucking go. Like, you're not limited to lunch or dinner break. You could fucking go there at 3 PM, and there's not gonna be a line there.
Yeah, that's the only problem with his fucking reviews, man. Like, he kills it for these restaurants, and then it just makes it impossible to go there because it's so fucking busy. It's just like, fuck.
I will not wait in a line at any amusement park for any ride for more than like a few minutes, but I will wait for good food.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
If I'm sitting there starving, if I went there and I saw the line was an hour, I might go across the street, get a McDonald's cheeseburger and eat that while I was waiting for the other one, you know?
Yeah. Bro, I'm a firm believer of the extra cheeseburger on the way home from the drive-thru. Yeah.
You know, a road burger, man. There's no calories in a road burger.
It's an appetizer, bro. It's a fucking appetizer. You can appetizers at fancy restaurants. I can't have an appetizer at fucking McDonald's if I want. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, you know what I mean? Saw like, this video of a girl, right, who she's like, watch me eat this Big Mac in 2 bites.
I've seen her. Right. I've seen her.
Eats like cheeseburgers, 2 bites, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, I watch it and I'm like, I've been telling everybody it's not a one cheeseburger from McDonald's is not a meal.
dude, I could crush a cheeseburger. I could put a whole cheeseburger in my mouth from McDonald's, like the little ones.
How many regular McDonald's cheeseburgers do you think you'd eat in one sitting? If you were prepared for it, right?
I could probably get 24 down.
Whoa, okay. That was more than I was expecting.
I mean, maybe not 2. That's a lot.
Can you throw down a whole crate case?
I could do 12. I could do a dozen, I think. I mean, they're not that big, dude. They're tiny. They're fucking tiny.
I think I could crush a Crave case.
24 is a lot. That's way too many. I don't know what I'm thinking. But I think you could hit through 12.
I mean, I think just
the burgers, right? I'm just eating. I'm not eating fries, and I'm not like, you know. I think you could get through 12 McDonald's cheeseburgers. Like,
maybe given your expertise and your background, maybe I'm asking the wrong question here, right?
Yeah.
Besides chicken wings and McDonald's cheeseburgers, what other things could you eat a dozen of? Could you eat a dozen slices of pizza? I think I could do pizza.
Yeah. Right? How many pieces are in a large pizza? I've eaten a large pizza by myself numerous times.
Like, dude, I could eat a dozen cookies, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, dozen of donuts, like small donuts, maybe.
Tacos.
The mini street tacos, for sure, bro. On a drunken Friday night back in my youth, dude, we used to go crush those things, dude. We'd buy them by the dozens. Like, they're tiny. They're little street tacos. They're like little tiny tacos.
Are you getting all these food hack videos and like, do you ever see those?
Like what? Like, what do you mean by
like,
that?
Like, what's like this one dude keeps falling on my feed. He's always like going to restaurants and ordering like the secret menu item.
Oh, I mean, I've heard
there's like places. At Wendy's, there's like a T-Rex burger. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
It's like 10 burger patties.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, I know that certain restaurants have, like
Wendy's burger meat.
Yeah. I do like a square burger for some reason. I think that's what's cool about Wendy's. I think they were like the first, right? Maybe there might be another. I think we've talked about this before, but square burger.
Logistically, a square burger makes a lot of sense.
I like biting the tips off. This is weird.
That's why I like pickles.
It's fucking weird, right? There's something about the tip, the corners.
You get a Wendy's burger and then you immediately bite it into a circle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bite the corners off. Like a hexagon. Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird thing, but I get it's, you know, what are you going to do? So funny. Yeah. Burger. Man, fuck, dude. What else could you eat that's for 12 of them? I mean, obviously, little things don't count. It's got to be like 12 burgers. Yeah.
Like, could you order like 12 orders of French fries?
Nah, I think fries might be rough because it's a lot of starch. It's a lot of fucking starch. I'd love to do the waffle challenge. I'd love to do it sometime. The 24 hours in a waffle house. How many waffles, you know, can you eat? Or like, you have a certain amount that you can eat before you can leave, kind of thing. I'd love to just challenge myself just once.
You should add that to your fantasy football season this year. That the person who comes in last, you could do the pancake or what make it a waffle house thing, where it's like you have to go to a waffle house or a pancake house, and you have to stay there for 24 hours. But for every pancake that you eat, you can take an hour off.
Oh, see, that's the thing. It's like pancakes are easy. I could house 24 pancakes and fucking.
Okay, how long?
24 like pancakes?
Talking about like those big ass fucking like
where flapjacks. The you're talking like flapjacks.
Flapjacks. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Can't make it flapjacks. Easy. How many flapjacks? How long would you take to polish off a dozen flapjacks? Realize it's probably going to be like because like three flapjacks is maybe like 2 inches tall, right?
If you're like me, you can eat. You usually
that's like
eat,
an eight
eat,
inch eat. Tall stack of pancakes. That's a lot.
Yeah, I think I could get through it pretty quickly.
I could eat a dozen eggs.
Oh yeah, three eggs is like nothing, bro. Like I make three eggs at home, and I'm just like, damn, I'm still hungry.
Like every time I see a menu on a restaurant, they're like, 2-egg omelet. I'm like, so it's what's this, like an appetizer?
Yeah, 2 eggs. That's like fucking nothing, dude. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just a fatty at heart. Look, I guess
if being fat was healthy, right? Think of how happy people would be. Yeah,
bro. Well, if we lived back in the day, ago. Yeah, if we lived back in the day, bro, we would have been fucking we would have been like the coolest motherfuckers in town. I'd
be
like,
they would have thought how rich I'd be. Like, bro, he's so rich.
Oh but yeah.
The problem is the life expectancy back there was like 40 years old. So
if that you got really fat and died at 36, like. Right? You're living the dream though back then, dude. Like, you see all these old Renaissance pictures of like these, you know, extra large women. You know what I mean? They were like just like, and they were like,
it looks so good.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
They were the ones. Well, that's what I'm saying. They were the ones being painted, you know, like painted pictures of them. You know, because back then that was.
It's been hundreds of years since thick girls were like cream of the crop, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Damn it! I wish we had that song still from last week.
Which one?
The big girl song or the He loves a big girl. so funny. I lost it. I could find it. I'm not going to.
All right. Well, look, it's the end of a day on a Friday. I think we need to wrap this shit up.
All right, I'm going the good version.
All right. Look. I want to thank all of our fucking biscuits. Yeah, baby. Thank you to our biscuits. Kyle Foot for the footwork, woodwork. Matthew Girard for the wooded mustache, still giving him free rides, baby. Lee, it's Friday. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
From Regal Street. Big Mike Holmes from the Broken Wed. Broken Wed World Books. You get it. Wait, the resident underwear model. Dave, what grit work from Rustic Joy Woodworks. My mom, Elise. Tim from Terg Works. David the Thriller Miller from D. Miller Designs. He's... Dude, this music is so loud and distracting. I love it. Billy Estes from the Simple Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The unofficial noob of the podcast, Eric from Bumbleshoots. Alan from Desert Grain Woodworks. Still needs a better handle on Instagram. The Collingwood Canoe Company. I think he forgot he's a patron. Grant from... He might have died and just keep building his card. Grant from Dead Crafted. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. And Jason from J.M. Sullivan, Tool Works and Tool. He's still on this list. I thought he said he canceled it, but he's still here. So fuck him. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Content game. I don't know if you guys have noticed. Otis from or Odessa Yes. His name, if you kind of broke it out, it kind of looks like odd he said yes. But anyways, from the OG Shop Adventures, change your email, bro. Nick from the Nick Brim. Nip Working. Judd from Nivens and Son. Your Apocalypse BFF. Justin from Campfire Woodworks. Tracy from Mac. What?
Oh, I saw this thing the other day. It was like a tactical hiking stick. It had like a... It was like... I don't know. I thought of Justin. I was like, I wonder if Justin has one of these. It's like the guy was like breaking bricks with it. It has a tungsten tip on the bottom and a bunch of knives and stuff inside that you unscrew and like... I don't know. It was crazy. I was like, Justin needs one of these things. Anyways.
Okay. Okay.
Tracy and Mac.
Tracy and Mac. Ben from Weo Wood Design. Don from What's Next Woodworking. Malcolm from Bossa Nova Woodworks. And the OG thug of the group, Keith Johnson from KJ Sawdust. If you want some sawdust, he's the guy you want to buy it from. He's got fancy fucking sawdust.
Well, guys, thank you for being our patrons. We love you. As we do every week, we offer the chance for anybody else who wants to become a patron. Go down and click the link at the bottom of every episode, and you can join the patrons. Anyways, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you guys after Luke's adventure at the Dude Ranch. Can't wait to hear more, bud.
Oh, God.
Get us out of here.
Take it away, Tim. Beef and stuff. Or wait, that's
taste the biscuits.
Biscuits, Tim. Taste those motherfucking biscuits.
9081 Creative Production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.